access number 11588, Reel 2.
Because he...
Reel 2.
Because Dr. McClure, he is also a very aggressive man. But he does a good job, so I respect him. Sometimes he says something, and sometimes in Toronto we used to joke, and I say, hey, doctor, that time you're not supposed to carry a gun, and you still carry one. He says, well, it's there. As long as he don't do something wrong, like just for nothing bring out his gun to shoot somebody, then I feel that there's nothing wrong with it. But we are, when I joined them and we are taught that you cannot carry a gun and then you should not retaliate if people try to shoot you or something, and I found that is stupidity. I don't stand still and let somebody shoot me. And if I run away, people will say I'm yellow, but I don't feel that way. But if I have a gun, then it's equal chance.
But did you know that the fact was, I suppose, if they had had born weapons, they wouldn't have been in China helping the Chinese people, would they? They would have been actually serving in the war.
I don't think so. You can send them over as Red Cross personnel, and let them do their own thinking and do not just restrict them and say you cannot carry a gun. You see, everyone has a right to defend himself the best way he could. Okay, you say we cannot carry a gun, but by then, if somebody attacks me and I got an axe on my hand to defend myself, I might throw that axe. And what's the difference with that axe and a gun or a knife? No, the policy is their policy. I cannot judge them that they had a policy of pacification, and I think that I got no right to say.
Did it ever worry you when you were in China, on the lorries with the FAU, and there was a risk of bandits or what have you? The fact that, there were no weapons, did you find it worrying?
No, I don't worry. I don't ever worry about that, because that time when we were on the lorries or the trucks or whatever where we are, we always have faith that we are fighting a war. The bandits will not harm us. They are bandits. They will not harm us because we will not harm them. And we, like that time I was traveling with the FAU unit, and they see the Europeans come and serve in China. I don't think they are that stupid to attack them. They will give them help instead of attacking them. You see,
I think one or two were attacked, though, weren't they? One or two of the FAU.
Yeah, I don't know, I haven't heard of any so far. But if they do that, most probably there must be something before that the attack accident. You see, there might be one or two bad apples that comes into a place or whatever, throw their weight around and all that. You don't expect every unit or every organization to be 100% sinned. There might be one or two better. And you don't... Usually, you have something like that, they try to cover it up. Because you lose face if you let somebody know that there is somebody like this in our unit. There's the general feeling of a human being. So I think if they were attacked, or maybe the bandits themselves, they are so hard up that they need food or they need something, they will attack you. Outside that, I don't think any incident.
Well, when you were with the FAU, were you treated equally?
Oh, yes. That is one thing I appreciate. It's 100%. And especially, as I said, the first lot that went to China like Theo Willis, Tom Owen, Michael Harris, the few I can remember. They, I think, are most probably the cream of them, because they are the pioneers that they sent out to China. And I think they must get a little more lecture than the rest that goes out later on, because they have to, anywhere in the world, if the first fella that goes out usually have more pep talks, they will brief them whatever they can to prepare them so that they will know how to behave themselves there. And the less come, they will be the leaders. And I was glad when I joined them, because I thought I joined the cream of them. You see, they never order me to do anything. They always come up and talk very nicely. It's not because of the FAU I did not appreciate that I leave them. I left them is because I got ambition of my own. I said, well, if I stay in the FAU, and I don't think there is more I can do except for transporting medical supply or whatever it is. So
did you learn much from them, do you think?
Yes, I learned a lot, is to get along with people and appreciate what people do. See, like people from England, and you don't know them from Adams, and they come to serve in your country. They could have served in England. England is also at war. Why did they come? So that make them a very special bunch of people.
Have you enjoyed this reunion?
Oh, I enjoyed it, yes. I to be very frank, specially look forward to it for a few months. I was telling my friends in Toronto, I told my wife, I said I'm going to go over and see what is happening. This might be my last reunion with some of those friends, because we come to an age, anytime we can go.
You look very young to me.
Well, I'm near 70, I'm 69.
But there was a CEO from World War One there today, wasn't there? A man of 91, so you've got a long way to go yet.
Well, I hope, well, as I said, I got nothing more to do now, just to retire and then go and travel whenever I can. Because the children are grown up, they are on their own, and they don't need me. So I just take care of myself, that's all.
Well, Lou, thank you very much indeed for telling me about your very interesting experiences with the FAU and the Flying Tigers.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.